This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's draped itself over everything. This is the second year I've seen an abundance of wild cucumber. That's the vine many of us are seeing covering fields, trees, shrubs, grasses, flowers, along nearly every rural road through Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts east, west, and south. Its Latin name is Echinocystis lobata. It has a spiny fruit. This guy's different from the Japanese hops I talked about last week in that it's a native annual in the cucumber or gourd family. Wild cucumber is generally overlooked until it's taken over the plants it's growing on. It occurs throughout much of North America, but has been significantly worse the last couple of years. This choking vine grows from seed each year and literally looks like a cucumber plant at first. The branching vines grow up to 25 or 30 feet long, climbing onto other foliage with curling three-fork tendrils that arise from the leaf axils. The tendrils coil when they touch anything to attach onto for support. While the flowers are kind of pretty and certainly fragrant, this plant can choke out smaller plants. Wild cucumber can create very dense, large patches, seeming to smother everything it covers. But according to Minnesota wildflowers, it rarely does much actual damage. Yet other information says it can do considerable damage. I have local pictures of this vine and also of the flowers and fruit on GardenBite.com. Wild cucumber is not defined as invasive, but rather aggressive. Yeah, you could say that. If I were a shrub being shrouded in it, I'd be wanting to get it off me, like having a blanket covering you while you're having a hot flash. If you have these plants, pull them off. Don't use chemicals. You'll also damage the plant it's on. I have more information on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.